before saying good night, Charlie Chan commends to you words of ancient wisdom.
He who does not listen to Fox Call 7-Eleven All Time Radio Pod lacks wisdom of ancient forefather.
Well, there you go again. More conclusive evidence that the Boxcar 7-Eleven Old Time Radio Pod is not only great entertainment, but also brings you wisdom. Just type in your browser, boxcar711.podomatic.com, and you too will possess wisdom.
Incomparable Charlie Chan. We proudly present the incomparable Charlie Chan in a new and exciting series. Join the famous detective as he combines the wisdom of the East and the science of the West in a dramatic chapter from The Adventures of Charlie Chan.
Charlie Chan humbly bids you good evening and extends warm welcome. Ancient proverb relates, what 10 men build, 1 hand may destroy. Tonight we meet hand that spread highly odd form of destruction. Listen, please. Thank you.
Tonight's adventure, The Telltale Hands. Judy Carroll stands at the intersection of Logan Avenue and First Street. She is 19 years old, short, dark, pretty in a cheerful way, and she might be beautiful if she knew how to dress and use makeup properly. But Judy doesn't. She's blind.
Is anybody crossing Logan Avenue, please? Anybody going across? I'd like to cross Logan Avenue. Golly, isn't there anyone around? Hello? Anybody crossing Logan Avenue? Hello?
Pardon, please.
Yes?
Can this inferior person lend assistance? Our old Charlie Chan.
We were just driving past and we saw you. Lift?
Oh, that's awfully kind of you, but I don't need a lift. I'm waiting to cross Logan. I live on the other side.
Ah, so. Inferior number one son, happy to lend assistance.
Oh, you don't have to bother. Someone will be along soon.
No trouble at all. Catch me missing a chance to walk with a pretty girl.
Come on. Lights change.
I bet you tell that to all the girls.
Only the pretty ones. What's your name?
Judy Carroll.
I'm Lee Chan. My pup's a detective, Charlie Chan. I'm a kind of detective, too.
That's nothing. I'm a piano tuner.
No fooling?
Sure.
Prove it.
Easy. I've got my tuning hammer right in. Oh, bother. I've left it where I was working. I'm worse than a plumber, always forgetting my tools.
This is the curb. Step up, Judy.
Thanks.
Want me to go back and get that tuning hammer for you?
Oh, no, thanks, Lee. I'll phone them.
Want me to take you to your house?
Don't bother. It's the second from the corner. 14 steps, then 5 left. I can manage.
Right. See you soon. And if our piano needs tuning, I'll call you.
Daddy, I'm home.
Come in. Close the door.
Daddy, I...
Shut up. Sit down.
All right.
How'd the job go this morning? Tell me.
All right, Daddy. The Van Kays have a beautiful piano.
Why not? They got $1 million. Tell me about the house, Judy. Everything you remember. How many rooms? How many steps from door to door? Where everything is. What it feels like.
You always ask me that, Daddy.
You get into such high-class houses, Judy. Not me. I've got to hear about them second-hand.
Third-hand, Daddy. I don't see them, I just feel them.
Oh, that's good enough for me. Go ahead.
Well, three steps up to the front door. They're marble. The front door is oak. Go into the foyer. Two steps to the left, there's a closet. Three to the right is a small waiting room. You go straight ahead into the hall. It's 10 steps long. It leads into...
Wait a minute, Judy. I just remembered something. Excuse me a minute. Diva.
Yeah, Bolo.
You listen to the girl?
Yeah.
Got a good memory?
The best.
Well, make sure you remember everything the girl says.
You know, I gotta hand it to you, Bolo. Every cracksman in town's wondering how you've been breaking into joints so long without getting caught. Now, I know. It's just too easy when a blind girl gives you the whole layout first.
Keep your voice down. She doesn't know.
Oh. Suppose she just thinks that Daddy's just curious about the upper clauses, huh? She doesn't know that she helps her daddy make visits at night that make money for him.
Yeah. If you'll just listen carefully while the girl's talking, we'll drop in on the van case tonight.
All right.
It'll be easy, Jipper. As easy as taking pennies from a blind man. That did it, Jipper. I made a good batch in my tray this afternoon.
Sure did.
Help me open the door.
Right now. Fashion jobs.
It was just as easy as I told you. With every room paced off for us and knowing where everything is in that dark.
Yeah, it was, Bolo. That girl of yours is worth plenty.
Blind, yeah. The doctors were around last year trying to talk her into an operation for her eyes.
Huh?
I put a stop to that, though. I don't want her having her eyes back.
Don't want her watching her old dad mixing his nitroglycerine in the kitchen, huh?
Safe is really loaded, Jipper. Big hole tonight. Here, give me a hand.
Right up. There. Yeah, nice hole, all right. You know, I still don't figure why you cut me in on this deal, Bolo. You don't need me.
You're wrong, Jipper.
Huh? How?
The police are too interested in these jobs of mine lately. This is the 13th.
Oh. Well?
Wait a minute. Well, make sure I got everything.
Oh, sure, sure.
That's right.
All right, let's go, Bolo.
I'm going, Jipper. Not you.
What do you mean?
That's why I brought you in, Jipper. The law's getting a little close for my liking. They're beginning to check up on me. So I gotta put them off the scent. I need you for a decoy.
You double-crosser.
So sorry, Jipper. But this is where you get it, pal.
There's no one here, Pop. The whole house is in darkness. He sure's the right one.
Positive. This person not given to making mistakes.
Well, maybe the phone operator was wrong. Well, what did she say?
Phone operator say call came from this house, home of wealthy Van Kays. She say voice very faint, but distinctly said, get Charlie Chan quick, I'm dying.
Well, that's plain enough. What do we do now, break in?
Becomes this person's ignoble task to enter Van Kay home with skeleton key. Is written, purpose of visit may pardon discourteous entry into home. Come.
Personally, I think the call was just a dirty trick to keep us from going home to dinner. If you ask me, Pop, I... Oh!
Careful, please. This person illuminates torch.
Wow. What a house. Looks like a mansion. Hey, Pop. Turn your light in that room a minute. I think I saw... I did.
Yes.
Pop, take a look. The safe's been opened and...
And before us is criminal who opened same and then made odd telephone call to police announcing crime. Most unfortunate, cannot explain actions, is dead. Attention, please. Father has completed hurried investigation.
Go ahead, Pop. I have something to tell you. I've got a clue.
Very good. Dead man before us was one of two men who robbed house. Fought with companion and injured same. Note broken knuckles and wrench in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Was stabbed with knife and left for dead. Crawled to telephone and called police.
Anything else, Pop?
Extremely odd clue. Bruises on neck of dead man are moist with chemical. Most probably nitroglycerin. Same used to open safe. Escaped thief and murderer had nitroglycerin on hand.
Right. Not only did he leave nitroglycerin behind, Pop, but one of his tools. I found on the piano. Look, it's my clue.
Ah, excellent. But this not burglar equipment, son. It's tuning hammer for piano. Used by piano tuners.
Tuning hammers? Gee, I bet it's Judy Carroll's, the blind girl. You remember her, Pop. What a funny coincidence. If this is the piano she tuned this afternoon...
Silence.
Got an idea, Pop?
This bankrupt brain entertains odd thought. During investigation of recent burglaries, one interesting fact noted.
What, Pop?
That prior to each, piano in house was tuned.
You mean the piano tuner learnt the layout of the house first? You mean Judy Carroll did that? Oh, no, Pop.
This person has noted that when coincidences become extremely odd, demand instant investigation.
But she's blind. How could she?
Son recalls locality of home of blind piano tuner.
Of course.
Very good. We'll telephone homicide department to take charge here, and then make instant journey to house of Miss Carroll. We'll return device for tuning piano, and perhaps locate the results of murder.
Daddy.
Get out of here, Judy.
What's the matter? You came rushing to the house 10 minutes ago, and you've been packing. I heard you.
I've got to go away for a couple of weeks, Judy.
Go away, but...
You'll be all right. Now get out of the way. I'm in a hurry. I've got to get out of here.
Oh, Daddy, what's the matter? You sound...
Get away from me. Don't touch me.
Oh, no.
You've got enough jobs to take care of you. So long, Judy.
You're hurt. I felt your head... It's bleeding. What happened?
Oh, I'll be all right. Had a slight argument with a friend, that's all.
Where? How?
Shut up. You don't know anything, understand? You don't know where I've been or where I'm going.
Daddy, you can't go out like this. You're hurt. I won't...
I told you to keep your hands off me.
Oh, Daddy, I wish you...
Have you got a hat or something for me to wear on my head?
No, I haven't.
Never mind. I'll get one at the store on the corner. Gotta hide the side of my head. Now listen. Someone at the door. You answer it. I'm going out the back way. You've not seen me, remember? You don't know where I am. You don't know nothing, understand? And if you talk, if you say anything, I swear I'll make you happy you're blind. I'll make you wish you were dead.
Our story will continue in just a few moments. Meanwhile, though, your announcer. And now, back to the incomparable Charlie Chan. Bolo Carroll, injured in a fight with Jipper, finds it necessary to leave town. We left him threatening his blind daughter Judy into silence when the doorbell rings and Judy answers.
Yes? Who is it, please?
Hi, Judy. It's me.
Oh, the young Chen.
And undistinguished father of saints. Good evening, Miss Carroll. I've come to return tuning hammer recently forgotten.
Oh, come in. Were you at the Van Kay house?
Yes. Listen, Judy.
Silence. Permit this person to bear ill news. Miss Carroll, attention. Who resides in house with you?
Just my father. He isn't home now. He's gone away. I don't know where.
Miss Carroll, so sorry. Your father may be implicated in recent robbery and murder in vicinity of Van Kay home.
Robbery? Murder? Oh, no.
Your father recently at home, Miss Carroll?
No.
So sorry. This person perceives lies. Your face shows recent marks of rough hands. Have been struck by unkind father, huh? Or someone else?
No, that's not true. No one struck me.
Are stains of blood on fingers, Miss Carroll? Have recently touched wounded head of father, huh?
No, I never did.
Open closet in bedroom behind you proclaims someone hastily packed and left home. Was father, huh?
Inspector Chan, please. My head's whirling round it. I've got to sit down.
Right here, Judy. Lay off a pop, will you?
This most interesting symptom.
It isn't a symptom at all. Can't you see how sick the poor girl is? You can't blame me for...
Did not refer to son's gallantry. Please, we say, refer to Miss Carroll's headache.
Get a doctor, please. My head's bursting. I never felt anything like it before. Horrible.
We'll send physician instantly, Miss Carroll. Now must ask one question. Highly urgent, you inform Charlie Chen where father has gone.
I don't know.
Very good. My respects to misguided loyalty, Miss Carroll. We'll now telephone for physician and then depart to find runaway father.
But how are we going to find him, Pop?
By trail left by same.
What trail?
Trail of headaches.
Pop, are you crazy? What's all this about headaches? How can a man leave a trail of headaches?
Exercise vision, please. Keep sharp lookout for any person in extremely sick condition. We'll go to corner and begin search from that point.
Is Carol going around hitting people on the head?
Look inside hat store on corner. What do eyes perceive?
Hey, there's a fella double up on the counter.
This most fortunate. Hardly expected immediate results from deduction. We'll enter store, please. Pardon, please.
Huh? Go away. I'm ill. My head's splitting. Get me a doctor, will you?
Pardon. Must intrude on illness. This our Charlie Chan of police. Had recent customer. A man purchased hat. Possibly to conceal wound on head.
Yes, that's right. About 10 minutes ago.
In which direction did man proceed after leaving store?
Down Logan Avenue.
Very good.
Oh.
Pop, how in blazes did you know?
Are too many urgent tasks before father to employ time and explanation. Must telephone for physician. Then board car and continue search down Logan Avenue.
Do we look for more headaches?
May be fortunate enough to locate same. When we reach end of headache trail, we'll find criminal. It is written, youth can see 10 years beyond old age. Urgent that miserable son justify position as assistant to father.
All right, Pop. I'll look out for the sick people, but just answer me one thing.
Proceed.
How does Carol hand out headaches?
With hands.
With hands.
But, stop, please. Ambulance on left side of avenue.
This may be additional clue to whereabouts of Mr. Carroll. We'll question patient. Come. Pardon, please. May proceed to patient.
One side, please. One side, please. This is Inspector Charlie Chandler, police. Aside, please. Aside, please.
If intern will forgive intrusion, desire to ask patient several questions. Thank you. You have had headache.
Never felt anything like it before. I fainted right here in the street with a pain.
What happened to man in new hat, please?
How'd you know about him?
We'll explain later. What happened, please?
I don't know. He was carrying a bag and he was rather sick. He offered me a dollar if I'd carry his bag to the blue check cab stand.
Very good. You perform task, receive payment with splitting headache as bonus, huh?
That's just what happened, Inspector.
A man in new hat took cab?
Yes, the driver helped him.
Did keen ears note address given?
No.
Seems like a dead end, Pop. We almost had him.
I'm not yet defeated. Instant journey to traffic office of blue check cab may reveal further clues. Come.
Inspector Chan, I've heard a lot about how smart you are, but I don't see how you can be as smart as this. Our driver just checked in 2 minutes ago. He said he had such a blinding headache he couldn't work anymore.
Excellent.
But how on earth did you know he would?
Insufficient time. Kindly examine trip sheet of sick driver and inform self of last fare.
Got it right here, Inspector.
Huh. Obtain fare at regular cab stand on Logan Avenue. Drove same to,
Bayside.
He's going to catch a boat.
Where in Bayside, please?
Private wharf, number 27.
Many thanks. Come, son, quickly.
Could you at least tell me who you're after, Inspector?
We're after a man who hands out headaches. Do you think Carroll stood at the wharf, Pop?
Perhaps. I followed him with utmost acceleration.
Hey, it's really private. It's all enclosed.
This person recalls wharf used by bootleggers during regrettable days of prohibition crimes. Door at this side.
If Carol's inside, we may be walking right into a trap.
Silence.
There's a launch ahead. I think someone's in it. Looks as if he's pouring gasoline into the tank.
Yes, possibly Mr. Carroll preparing to leave city. Come.
Who's that?
Mr. Carroll.
This is the police, Carroll.
Why, you? Don't move another step.
Come on, Pop. He hasn't got a gun.
I bet on that. See this jar?
Gasoline isn't going to stop us, Carroll.
Yes, that's all you know. It's nitro. Nitroglycerine.
Ah, explosive used to smash Van K safe, huh?
That's right. All I have to do is throw it. Just smash a little at your feet and it will all be over.
Pop.
Listen to me. I'm running this launch out of here and don't you try to stop me. Not if you want to stay in one piece.
Pop, he's got to stop. We can't.
Don't go reaching in your pocket, Chan. You don't bluff me. I know you don't carry guns.
This person merely procures match to illuminate scene, Mr. Carroll. And see if nitroglycerine is bluff.
It's no bluff. Hey, stop it!
Pop, don't throw that match to the nitro. Pop, we won't be burned. Oh,
my eyes!
Oh,
my eyes!
Gosh, Pop.
Oh, my eyes!
The whole boat's burning.
Oh, my eyes!
Why did my nitro explode? I thought
that... Necessary to rescue Mr. Carroll from flames at once before gasoline ignites and explodes. Unfortunate man's hands are burning. Will explain ironic justice of saying at conclusion of case...
right, Pop. All right, now tell me. Why didn't the nitro explode when you dropped the match in?
Number one, son, under delusion that nitroglycerine explodes from contact with fire. Does not. Nearly burns like kerosene. Can only be exploded by intense shock or concussion.
I see. Mm-hmm. Now, what about the trail of headaches that Carol left behind? How did he do that?
Did so because hands had been moistened with nitroglycerin.
I remember he left it on Jipper's neck.
Nitroglycerin, highly potent poison, instantly absorbed through skin, producing intense headache and shock, are so strong, can be passed nearly by touch of hand.
You mean then that every time Carol touched somebody, they got nitro on their skin, enough to give them headaches?
Precisely. Same accounts for headaches of daughter, the shop assistant, porter and taxi driver. Mr. Carroll did not suffer effects because had built up resistance to same.
You mean by manufacturing it all the time? Golly, he certainly had a pair of telltale hands. They led us straight to him.
And with finish of Mr. Carroll, must now continue case of daughter. Police records reveal possibility of cure for blindness of same, always thwarted by father.
What a type he was.
Perhaps. But same cannot be true of daughter, who may someday balance father's evil with goodness and beauty. Truly it is written, blackest earth always produces fairest rose. Before this person has further words with you, here is an answer with words of wisdom. Before saying good night, Charlie Chan commends to you words of ancient wisdom. There could be no better surplus in the world than that of gratitude. Good night. Thank you.
Be sure to join us next week at this same time for The Adventures of Charlie Chan, based on the famous character created by Earl De Biggers. This is the Grace Gibson Radio production, produced by Reg Johnston.